Ash and JB, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JB will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your host Ash and JD. Well, I just don't know why it hasn't all ended yet. You know, can't Putin just drop this bomb and just end it all? Because everything that I just keep seeing, it's just more shit after shit after shit. And, you know, we're not a political podcast, but Turkey is still being a knob. We're all just going to end up completely broken, just living off scraps in the next couple of weeks, what it seems of it.
Everything's going up again in October, apparently.
Well, I had the chat with this customer earlier. I'll say something about him in a minute. Not him, but the job. So, over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed the fuel come down again, which that's a big difference. So, from me, look, next to me, it's 142 a litre. And then as I've come into Birmingham this morning, it's still around 150 a litre. And it's like, oh, it's 15 minutes difference. Yeah. Like, why is there such a difference on the price? But yeah, apparently that's going to go up by like another 5p again. So you've just lowered it. Why are you putting it up again? There's no need. Especially when like Shell earns like 22 billion in the last quarter or something. It's just fucking stupid.
It's just fucking...
Yeah. And then God knows what's going to happen when this... because they want to change the road tax to pay per mile.
I don't know how that would work.
Well, so it's not actually pay per mile. It's going to run off your postcode. So if you live in a city, it'll be around £400 a year. But if you live out in the sticks or countryside, it'll be £600 a year. Now, if it was per mile, I'd be laughing because my van's still fucking on 248,601.
They'd be owing you money every year.
Yeah, because I keep my little tally on the side of the door log. So basically every 2,500, the clock resets itself. And there's 10 of them now, so I've done an extra 25,000. So, yeah, I'd be laughing if it was that, because I'd be getting charged nothing, you know, if you just had to send a picture or something, or on your MOT, it would go up for that.
This pay by mile thing, I've never really understood it. Like, I didn't understand how it would work, because obviously you could have someone that has, like, in that concept Rob just spoke about, you could have someone that have, like, a big Land Rover paying the same taxes. 1 litre eco boost, I suppose.
And the fact that it's going to get rolled out for electric car owners as well.
Fucking all that bullshit about getting electric by 2030, and like, no benefit.
Yeah, because at the moment, if you've got an electric vehicle, you don't have to pay road tax.
Yeah.
And so now they're going to have to pay that. It's just fucking, everyone's going to be on push bikes.
I wish there was a something in place that when a politician says something, they're going to do. And when it turns, so like, I remember this Keir Starmer said he wouldn't put up the energy bills, and now he has. He should then get like a point deduction, and if you get so many points deduction, you're just not a prime minister anymore. You know, if you've lied your way into a job, because that's technically what he's done. Because if you go for a job interview now and you lie on your CV and then they find out, you just get sacked. So like everything he said, he's done the opposite. Just gave everyone money abroad, and then which. I know I spoke about this before. I would fucking love just for 2-3 years just not to send money abroad.
Yeah.
Just keep it in-house. Deal with the roads. That way, road tax won't go up to fucking shit prices. And just fucking don't worry about everyone else for a change.
Well, I still don't know what we pay road tax for.
Oh, mate.
Because the potholes are fucking worse. They're everywhere. You know, not even just potholes, cracks in the roads. So what's going on? You know, the roadworks that happens isn't beneficial to the everyday driver.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, it takes fucking too long just to fucking dig a hole and fucking fill it back in. And look, council tax, with that going up, I'm going to start asking for an invoice. Look, what's my council tax being used for? I want a fucking itemized invoice to clarify, like, what I'm paying you.
I'm sure I got one of them.
Have you?
Yeah, from Solio. I'm sure, like 5% went to the police force. And I had a pure breakdown of what.
If I had that, I'd be like, yeah, sound it.
I'm sure I have that, my
council tax is going to. But like, so garden waste, not that I've got grass in my garden, but I've got the hedges and that.
Yeah.
So I have to, like, if I wanted to, I'd have to pay £40 extra a year for the garden waste bin.
Oh, the green bin. Oh, okay.
Well, for me, yeah, it's a brown lid bin.
Right.
But yeah, I'd have to pay an extra £40, and that's this year. So next year, it's probably going to be fucking £50 or something. I've just been putting it in the normal general waste bin.
You gotta do this stuff, man. Yeah. I really think. I mean, you just get taxed now. I think here, innit? Like, it's not. Yeah. I do feel sorry for. Oh, fucking hell, we've seen like right money old men here, but I do feel sorry for like the older kids now. You know that are gonna, you know, 15 or whatever now. Then when they're 30, trying to buy a house, getting taxed the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, do you remember how life used to be though, mate?
You mean when we was in school, kind of like?
Just when life was easy, mate. Yeah. Wake up, cereal, try to get the tie out of cereal boxes.
Yeah.
Is that even a thing anymore?
I can't say I've seen toys in any cereal boxes. I know some of the cheaper brands of cereals will still have a word search and that on the back of
them. Right. I remember because my mum used to buy the shit cereal. You know, like fucking... Well, and Cocoa Pops, like
chocolate balls.
Chocolate popsicles or whatever. Yeah. So when we had Cocoa Pops and you had like a prize in there, fuck me, I couldn't wait.
Yeah. Because like, you'd have to fucking shake it upside down and that to try and get it from the bottom.
Mum be like, don't get it out. If you get it, you just get it.
Yeah.
And you get it, it's just your toy. You never use it.
Yeah. Like, but like, even the last time I saw the McDonald's toys, they were nowhere near as good as what they used to be. And, Kinder Surprise as well. That used to be Batman toys.
Nothing
now.
No, they're banned in America. It's mad.
I think we spoke about this before.
You can shoot a gun in America at 18, but you can't have a Kinder Bueno. It's fucking a bit mad, actually, when you think about that.
Yeah. Randomly off subject, but you've just said Kinder Buenos. I had a homemade Biscoff cheesecake the other day.
Nice.
Fucking tidy, so, man. Yeah. Had the missus piece as well the next day. But she went off to work, ain't it? So fucking, I'm not going to let it go to waste in the
free game then, ain't it? Though?
Yeah. Well, back to what I was going to say about the customer earlier. So I've ripped out this kitchen this morning. It's not been used for ages and it's just an old kitchen. It's fucking filthy and that. But he has lived in the house for like 20 years or something. So as usual, people put stuff on the top of the wall units. And so on the one side there was like fucking old mortgage papers and that, and I've took them down, put them in fucking on the table for him and that. And on the other one, general fucking shit, a couple of keys. I was like, oh, what's this, a DVD? So it was a fucking porno DVD.
Fucking
I had to take a picture of it.
A good porn DVD.
Teen Idol. For anyone that wants
to it's a great cover, by the way.
Yeah, for anyone that... Yeah. Oh, I should have took a picture in the back. That was where the good pictures were.
See, I mean, can you imagine, like, having to face someone to buy a porn DVD in the eye and go, this one, where everyone knows you kink then. So obviously you had a kink for teens. Like,
well, I mean, it was that easy to just go to the pub back in the day and someone would just...
The Chinese lady.
With the DVDs and that. You'd just get some little blue movies back then as well, wouldn't you? But yeah, I says to him, I got your old fucking porno from up the top of the ball unit. He's like, what? He's picked it up. So, oh, fucking hell.
I was looking for it.
I forgot to put that up there. Obviously, it's been up there for
like 20 years.
And he's opened it. There's no disc in there, is there? He says, fucking hell, you took it. I said, mate, yeah, it's in my toolbox ready for later. Fucking hell. I mean, apart from the PlayStation, I ain't got no DVD player anywhere.
Do you remember as a kid finding the porno mag over the park?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Look, obviously, we used to have the pleasures of Page Three.
Nuts and Zoo.
Nuts and Zoo magazine. Yeah. Like they were quality. Yeah. They were. I used to buy them fucking just, obviously for a bit of a tit on showing them anyway, Lord, but the articles were fucking funny as fuck. And good sports news as well in some of them. some good interviews from lots of Joe Cole and stuff. But yeah, fucking, you know, none of them good classics these days. They're all a bit fucking, well, not that I go around buying magazines, but as we spoke about recent enough, you know, the Euro Stickers album and that, none of them are the same as they used to. I dread to see what the old Dear Deirdre is like these days. I wonder if it is still in the papers as well. I'm going to have to buy one over the weekend now just to see if Deirdre's still knocking about.
So I used to think those was Deirdre's. I've always thought that was fake because there's no way you'd write that story and send it. Even though he didn't have a name, he might just have Mark from Bolton. But there's no way you'd write and look and wait for a response in the paper. I just couldn't see it.
But it's a bit like someone sending an email into a podcast.
No, but I suppose so. I suppose so. But
please do keep sending in your emails and your WhatsApps to the Real Talking hotline, 07470-488-096. Link's always in the description.
Yeah. I remember the one Agony Arm thing, and I don't know why I remember it. I think it was so out there that I was like, that can't be true. So it was a geezer that started going out with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She had two
classic
kids.
Love story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they used to love going to nudist beach as a family, which I always thought was weird.
Yeah, so you can't take your kids to a nudist beach.
But the youngest son, her oldest son, because I had a son and girl, which I thought was weird, that you're going with this, you know.
Yeah.
So when they all used to go to the nudist beach naked, the young lad had a bigger cock than him. And they all used, and he was like, no way. And why is they thinking about it? Why is that getting printed in the paper, mate? What do you think about it?
That couldn't have been a Deirdre.
That was a Deirdre, mate. That's in the sun.
That sounds like a fucking Daily
Star.
The
Daily Sport one.
Daily Sport. Yeah.
I remember it fully. I remember it fully because I remember thinking she's in the fucking paper.
I wonder how they met as well, though, because it's being a nudist is I suppose an old fashioned kink in a sense, but it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle choice, and so for. Who was already into it?
Yeah. Well, apparently she was already into it in the thing. Would you ever go to a nudist beach?
No.
See, I would you not? Because I get tan lines really bad, especially when we go abroad.
Well, I was going to say it's mainly because I don't like being out in the sun too much. And sun cream's not cheap these days. So I would literally be using a whole body, bottle to cover my body just to be out there for an hour. And I mean, I've still got the fragile mind of a young teenage boy that you see a pair of titties, you're going to start fucking a bit tweaker. Yeah. So, I wouldn't want to be fucking walking around and trying to compose myself.
But also, mate, the other thing, I think I would easily do that, but I can't piss in a urinal.
Yeah.
Which is a bit
weird. Yeah.
But you don't want to. Saying that you can't be on the nudist beach getting a boner, can you?
No,
you'd have to lie on your stomach, mate.
Yeah,
like Kevin and Perry.
Yeah. Well, so here's a question for you then: would you piss in the ocean?
No.
It's already sorted.
Honestly, I've only ever pissed in a toilet or on a bush. Never, ever. in a body of water or around water, I can't.
You used to crack me up when going swimming as a kid, and you'd know that other people had just been pissing, especially someone you was with, and you know that they've just said, "Yeah, I've just had a piss" or whatever. So we're all in it. What are you doing?
I always love when someone used to get called out for having skids in their pants.
You know, this is mad. This is because it was in my head the other day. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Because fucking, I got home, just got in from walking a dog, and just before having a shower, I've gone for a quick fucking shit, and I'm halfway through, and I've heard my doorbell ring, and I'm sitting on the toilet naked, because I'm about to get into the shower after having a poop.
There's nothing better than a nice naked poop, is there?
It's just fucking old natural, isn't it? But yeah, so I've had to have a quick fucking two wipe to make sure it's not fucking gushing all across my arse and that. And so quickly threw my t-shirt and shorts back on. Run downstairs, no one there. And I'm looking because I'm thinking, is it one of these fucking Jehovah's Witnesses or fucking, you know, an internet nonce or something? So I was pissed off, Lord. But yeah, I've gone back upstairs anyway to finish what I was doing. And it reminded me, this is part of the reason why I'm like always making sure I've wiped my ass properly. So like, back with the first girlfriend that I had, she who shan't be named, but like messing around and you fucking, I don't even know why, but I just fucking flashed my ass. And she was like, oh, you got shit on your bum? And like, I didn't. I think she was just like trying to wind me up, yeah. But I was so paranoid. Yeah. And like, I know I went to the toilet, making sure like wiping and that. Like. And so that's always on my head, like, always wipe. And like, throughout the day, just have a little tactical wipe here and there, like, because, you know, sometimes your farts can be a little bit wet. And you got to make sure you're fucking clean all the time.
I
don't have white boxers.
I mean, whoever wears white boxers or white briefs, if you're that kind of man, is a panties. Brave man.
Yeah.
Because if I'm wearing white, I don't think they're going to be white, mate. But just, they're just sparkling white.
Yeah, and you always know that it doesn't matter how much you shake after having a wee, there's still going to be the odd little fucking sprinkle coming out at the end.
That's what I was going to say more than the back. I know the back I'm all good. But yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mate, fucking hell.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, we're not a political or a poo talking podcast. We're a real talking podcast. And
that was some real talking then, mate.
Fucking honest.
Honest.
All the prep as well.
Yeah.
but we're going to go on to something now that some people won't think is real.
Mm.
Now, it does allude to a long time ago. One of the earlier episodes, we give some of our ghost story sharing experiences and that. And so I was quite happy when I had this email the other day. So the email's from Alan, and I'll just read it. There's no point fucking trying to stall for time. You know, I don't want to drag it out. I've got a fucking hole on my sock, by the way, as well. Another pair of socks I'm going to have to chuck.
Mm.
Oh, back to the story. so yeah, Alan says, what's up, guys? I know you shared ghost stories and shit before, so thought I'd drop my input. I'm a firm non-believer, but a recent experience has changed my mind. My job is at a listed building. So for anyone that doesn't know, listed building, it's an old building, lot of historical meaning and fucking time and whatever. So essentially you can't do anything. It's an old fucking building.
Yeah.
Built sometime in the 1880s. So yeah, that's fucking 140 odd years old-ish. And so yeah, he's put, for some reason the phone just wanted to have a bit of a fucking mare then. Anyway, co-workers had told me stories of an old woman called Violet who will make her presence known if people stay later than 6 p.m. The building has three floors. The third floor is full of trash. So essentially, it's just a fucking dumping ground for old storage stuff. Anyways, I was on the second floor doing a bit of paperwork when I hear a slam, like a door slamming. This is around 6:15 and I was finishing up. I wheel my chair back with my feet and look down the corridor. The bathroom door is opening and slamming over and over. I'm the only one in the building at this point. Made the hair stand on my neck and felt a wave of goosebumps shoot down my arms. I shout, stop, and it slams shut one last time and then stops. After calming down, I pack up and leave. I refuse to go up there since. Whenever I need a piss, I just go to the Costa instead. Trying to find a reasonable explanation for it, but I don't know. All the windows are always closed, mostly because the wood is old and the single glazed. So I don't know what it could have been. Maybe a gravitational abnormality.
Well, it is a strange one, because normally for a draft, it would open, but it wouldn't close constantly the way it's described.
It depends on what kind of door it is.
But like,
because if it's a normal handle that the latch will catch as it shuts, then, if the wind blew it shut, it should stay shut. Yeah. But if it's one dog. It's got no latch. You just push it and it opens. Then, yeah, it physically needs to fucking open and close. But, yeah, if because, again, what you find is quite common with these old listed buildings, the old wooden windows, they're painted that much that you can't open them anyway. So, yeah, if the windows are never open, most likely because of that reason, then there can't be a draft. Because even if the doors open, like the main door downstairs, there's no route for an airflow to go up that way. So, yeah, I think Violet is trying to get him get his attention on that one there.
It's a bit spooky. Imagine being in, you know, on your own in a listed building, hearing all these ghost stories, and then you experience something like that.
Yeah, well, look, not just fucking when you hear a story in that. Look, I mean, I know a lot of the time it is your own mind just playing tricks on you. But even I had it the other night, Tuesday. So I'm on my own in bed, watching TV. The dog was upstairs on the bed with me as well. And I could have swore that I'd heard the front door open and close. And then, look, because when the missus does get home late on a Wednesday, normally, if I'm already in bed, there's the noise of, like, the keys rattling as she puts them down on the table. And, like, because I'm all confused, I'm thinking, she's not meant to be back. Like, what's going on? It's fucking, I don't know, it was about 9 o'clock, you know, because I live a life of roller, staying up until wild hours throughout the night and that. So I'd muted the TV, because I had the TV on, just background noise. And I'm like, what's she doing home? And then I heard nothing, but it sounded just like, because again, it's not like it was a loud slam of the door, because I'm on the opposite side of the house. But the actual noise of the keys, you know, doing the little going onto the table, I've heard that. And next door, the side of the wall that the bed is, there's no one living in there. So it couldn't have been next door. Then the other side, they're not in and out. An old couple, they're not in and out throughout the night time. So, yeah, it was just weird. And I don't know, fuck's sake. You know, and your mind starts playing away then, don't you? You know, who's there and whatever. Well, I mean, if someone broke in, I'd just fucking go down and just beat the shit out of them, innit? Fucking man.
But the difference, though, from yours and Alan's is obviously he's seen, he had a visual. He's seen,
seen the door slamming, yeah.
As where with your one, it's like, is your mind just playing tricks on you? Did you?
No, it's that, like, I've definitely heard the noises, but I don't know. So the bathroom window's open, so the rattling of the keys could have been someone else walking down the street with the keys in their hands. But the initial door shutting, again, whether it was, I think I've just debunked it. It was probably a fucking car over the road. He shut his car door and fucking it was the keys rattling in his hand that way then, maybe. Yeah, it does sound like getting over the road, to be fair, is a fucking noise. He's one of these neighbours, always, well, not just, not that everyone has one of these neighbours, but one of these people always fucking around. He's definitely a hoarder, like, getting shit in and out of the house and that. Like, even fucking, either yesterday or the day before, I've seen him come back from work. I'm in the kitchen doing my dinner. And so he's walked into the house, then he's come out, and he's getting more bags of just, no doubt, junk out of his car. Like, what are you doing?
Just hoarding it.
I just don't get it. But his dog's a little fucking annoying rat as well. Little yampy bastards. No need shit for dogs. But I never see anyone walking a dog, but I hear it all the time, always barking. I remember when I first moved in the house, I remember shouting out the window, shut the fuck up, all day, just barking all day. Fucking, yeah, I don't believe in animal violence or cruelty or anything, but some dogs just need a twat. Fucking hell. Yeah. But yeah, if anyone else has got any
ghost stories,
yeah, anything spooky, it doesn't have to be ghost related, it can be alien related or anything else, just
a on spooky the spectrum. Experience.
Especially we've got Halloween coming up soon enough. Yeah. You know, not only is there already Christmas decorations in shops, there is Halloween stuff as well. Wait, look, even earlier while I was waiting for you to get your hair cut, I've had a mooch around B&M. I do need to get a new pillow because we got the new mattress the other week. I need a new pillow. Look, I know I look like that weird, guns, because I've walked in, I've gone straight up to the pillows, and I'm squeezing them all. I'm like, no, too soft, too soft. Memory foam, no, gay. Fucking too soft, too soft. And like, even the firmest one that they had, still too soft. Like, God. So, yeah. And then I'm like, thinking to myself, I've got to walk out with something. So I've just gone and got some like Dettol wipes and some toilet tablet things. So, yeah, that'll do.
Don't do it.
Fucking. But I don't even know why I led on to that.
For the spooky Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I was in B&M. Whole aisle full of the Christmas stuff and that already.
Early this year, mate.
I can't sound surprised.
It's not even back to school, yeah.
No.
It's not even back.
And the fact that Halloween hasn't been yet.
Yeah.
Because that's how it should be.
Yeah.
At least Halloween stuff, and then you can just swap it over.
But like this year, straight after Christmas, Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. They might as well just leave it all out where you are, innit?
Well, I did, because I remember it in the Asda. I remember seeing them. It was literally before New Year's. They were getting the pallets of the Easter eggs out ready and swapping the seasonal stuff over.
Who actually buys an Easter egg in January, though?
I didn't do it this year, but I remember last year when you seen the little ones, like, for a pound.
But that was for yourself. I mean, like, you know, as a gift.
Yeah, you don't want to buy them.
You just see them and, like, two Kit Kats and Easter egg. How much that they're expensive?
Yeah, those big bastards are fucking ridiculous, and it's still all cardboard.
Yeah.
So why? I don't need that. Like, if you're gonna fucking charge me £7, I want a bastard of chocolate.
It's like, remember at Christmas we spoke about this. You used to get a calendar and used to have up to Christmas Day and then up to New Year on the calendar. Do you remember them ones? You don't even, just 24 now.
I know.
Fuck me.
Just ripping us off all the time. Like, I know. In the Premier Inn that I was at last weekend for the wedding, there was a big, brand new posh vending machine, M&M branded, not the wrapper, the sweets, the little chocolate sweet things, chocolate balls. It was branded as the M&Ms, and the prices didn't seem too bad for like a vending machine. Everything was basically £1.50. Well, I know if I would have got one of them bags of M&Ms or a Mars bar or something, it would have been the reduced size ones. And they're already reduced in size anyway. So it would have been a fucking half-size pack of M&Ms.
Both size. Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't get anything anyway. I took all the extra tea bags and that from off the little fucking counter though.
Yeah, getting money's worth.
Yeah. Look, the missus, what are you doing that for? Paid for it. Yeah, but you know that they've got loads. I was like, exactly. So this is why it doesn't matter that I'm taking my extra handful here, because they've got boxes and boxes full. So don't worry about it. You know, sometimes these bitches just be crazy, ain't they? I've got to make sure I don't stand on the dog underneath my feet as I just adjust myself.
I didn't even know he was there,
He's
mate.
Chilling. He's fucking just enjoying the cold floor on his hot day again, making the most of it. Now, that's our only ghost story that we've got. But we will get on to our correspondent now. And I've got to get him out of the way, because we make his week, old Jamesy boy. And
I think you make... if he did email, if one week he didn't email, you'd miss him, mate.
With comments like this, I don't think I'd fucking miss him, to be fair. James says, I don't need to say how short United played. Your salty tears will say it all. Now, I don't need to fucking moan about it or anything. You know, United are just doing the same old United stuff, the way it has been for years and years now. I ain't bothered. We're not going to talk about it. I am looking forward to Sunday, though. Not looking forward to... because I do think Liverpool will beat United, but...
Oh, was that this Sunday then?
Half.
Right. So, yeah, someone's getting an email then.
Oh, yeah, he knows it's coming if we beat him again. I'll be straight on it. Or could be that the embarrassing Liverpool defeat to United on the FA Cup game. I'm just looking forward to the game in general, because hopefully, you know, the two bald Dutch managers have a little bit of a fucking, you know, a battle on the pitch. You know, it's what we're all waiting for, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully it's a good game. I'm expecting a loss, but I just want to see fucking
a good game
of football, especially since it's the first of what I've seen of the fixtures so far, the first proper Super Sunday.
Well, there's Chelsea Man City.
But it was just Man City though, weren't it?
Well, Man City, well, Chelsea going to win the league. Just letting you know, I've said it.
Well, they did have a good result last Sunday.
Honestly, I'm not going to go too much about it, but just, you know, just that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying Chelsea played Man City. That was the first Super Sunday.
And so, yeah, the first proper Super Sunday this weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
I love that.
Now, on to one of our features, but still along the same lines. We've got Lee with his message. What's with the AI button for the cup draws? We know it's just some French prick giving the teams, really. So I didn't notice some AI thing at first. Because have you seen any of the, like, the Champions League draw and that?
I've seen, yes, no, I know what he's on about in terms of, because it's not groups of four anymore. It's you play everyone four games at home, four games away, but you don't play the same team twice now.
So it's not a normal group system to how we know it.
Yeah, so this is obviously because the Super League, they're trying to get better games earlier on.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was from. But yeah, no, I agree with what he's saying. Look, because it was AI generated, apparently.
Allegedly, yeah.
Which, yeah, it is questionable, anyway, but
It's just a new way for them to rig it instead of heating up the balls with the different numbers. They're just doing it with fucking some other chap sitting there to fling it up on the computer screen instead.
I had nothing wrong with the old system in terms of four teams, you play each other twice, you qualify a top two. I would have just not had third position to finish in I wouldn't have just had third position to go into Europa League. I would just, when you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
There's no lie. And also, I would get rid of the pots. So, pot one, pot two. So, you could potentially have a Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, you know, PSG and Liverpool in one group.
Yeah, so when they say group of death, an actual group of death.
Literally. And then, you know, I would get rid of the pot groupings in terms of, like, pot one, you've got, like, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Inter Milan, I think, or anyway, but you know what I mean. I would just free ball it.
Yeah, so it's all.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, like, literally,
it's a level playing
field.
Yeah,
pretty much so. Yeah,
because I've not properly looked into it, but I'm sure that it's like it's still like a table, but the top 16 automatically go through, and then the next.
This is more teams now, isn't it? It's 36 now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's from like 17 to 24. Have to do like another knockout game or something then as well. So when it goes to like the normal like knockout stage, they've got that with the first 16, and then like the next eight teams below them, they have to do an additional knockout game. I think that's how it is.
Yeah, it'd be confusing at first.
I think once we see the game start playing, because I've not seen anyone actually sit there and explain it out.
I mean, the players love that extra appearance fee, you'd think. Or do you reckon they're highly because they have to play another game? Why another two games at least?
Yeah, I think it doesn't really matter to the players because most of them don't really have appearance fees. It's just set wages, isn't it?
Never know. Score bonus. An extra five
grand.
Yeah,
when it comes to goal bonuses and stuff, yeah.
Clean sheet bonus. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice watch from me. Oi.
Yeah, but, I mean, most of them, they're already getting fucking enough money. And I don't know, with the way that United are, they'll often be fucking injured already anyway, so it don't matter. I know the Europa League draw happened earlier.
Is that the same format as the Champions League?
I'm sure it is, but I've not properly looked at it.
Because you don't get knocked out, you don't go into the Europa League now, do you?
No.
So I'm glad they got rid of that. I always thought that was a shit idea.
It's annoying because it is. It's another lifeline.
Yeah.
Like, you've lost that competition. And you've got a chance to win another one.
Yeah.
Or, no, just
to qualify
it.
For it again. Yeah.
Just leave it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've not looked at the fixtures properly yet, so I don't know the full team selection. I think there was Rangers and is it Fenerbahce at Mourinho?
Fenerbahce,
yeah. Yeah, I think they play against them too, United, but I don't know.
Right.
Later on, when I'm actually back home and sitting there with a nice cold beverage of the alcoholic persuasion, then I'll have a little look through and see what the sketches with those. Rewards, yeah.
Yeah, no, thanks for your message.
I do get what you're saying, Lee. You know, it's doesn't matter whether it's hot balls or fucking, popping up on a screen. It's all fucking fixed. But they're going to keep doing it anyway because they want to generate the most money possible. That's why they wanted the Super League and stuff, so they could, do that and continue getting more money. The Super League was a fucking stupid idea, though. Hopefully this Champions League format does work out all right. We will see. Now, we'll go on to Noah's message. When you download a game on the Xbox or whatever, and when you go to play, there's another update. Why isn't it included in the fucking download?
That is a great question, actually.
Mm.
Mate, that is a great question. Why isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, not often I'll download a game because I still prefer to buy the actual physical copy.
I'm the same with that. And I always think that like, the digital platform always costs a bit more as well.
Well, yeah, because a lot of the time it will be cheaper. But still get it where you'll put the brand new disc in and there's an update because however your console is at the moment needs the update to be able to play the game. So, yeah, but definitely, if you're downloading the game,
you should just do it with it. I mean, if I was gaming, I remember my internet used to be that bad when I moved back into my mom's because I was in the garage. That it was quicker for me to get my Xbox, unplug it, take it around to one of our mates, and let him do it. And 5 minutes to be done, otherwise, it took like an hour at mine.
It's terrible, isn't
it? Yeah, fucking hell, the struggles. But yeah, no, that's it. That is frustrating, and it would bother me if I was installing games and every time after doing updates. So yeah, Noah, feel you on that one.
Yeah, yeah,
that is fucking annoying, actually.
On a,
just in life, ain't it? It's just like, why make me wait longer?
Yeah, I've already waited. Don't make me wait again.
Just fucking.
Yeah, that's almost on par with when you don't get all your items on you when you order a takeaway and then you got to wait for it to be delivered. We did have that on one of them a while ago, but yeah.
Mate, it happened to us last night. Ordered a McDonald's. Obviously, didn't have...
Diet's going wild, then.
Yeah, really well. I eat what I want now. Now, we obviously, I wanted the lads move out, so I got back, takeaway.
Yeah, too late to cook.
So, McDonald's. I don't know if this is what everyone does, but it's what I think most people do. You have a meal... And a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's normal,
right? Or depending on what mood you're in. Chicken mayo sometimes.
Yes. So. A
couple of cheeky nuggets.
Big Mac meal and a mayo chicken. Literally.
I like to do that. If I'm getting a beef burger of sorts, so either a Big Mac or a quarter pounder, I'll get the chicken mayo.
And then if you was having like a chicken
burger, get the cheeseburger.
Right. I do exactly the same. Or sometimes if I'm having a beef burger, get the chicken nuggies.
Yeah.
Right.
All the proteins.
So. Comes no mayo chickens. I was like, fuck me, how'd you forget both?
Was it on the receipt
receipt to the fuck, and then they send them like you contact Uber to send your money back, but still not the point. You just I wanted them,
yeah.
And now, like, I had it, and I don't feel full because I know I should have had like a fucking mayo chicken,
burger.
Yeah, just Jeez. Life. Fuck me,
I should have had that for you, should not. McDonald's.
Yeah. When you order food and you don't get your full order that you literally. And I tell you what, I said to Kat, I feel like McDonald's, or they're doing it on purpose because they know you're not going to complain and Uber pays them the money.
Yeah, especially when it's like through Uber. Because it's easier for them to get away with
and
it.
And Uber just pay the money back. It doesn't. So I can't remember last time I ordered a McDonald's from Uber. And it's all been there. As I said, one time we ordered one, and he didn't have the beef on the pallet.
Fucking hell!
So it was literally just, I know it's just, hard, yeah. Literally, with a bit of salad, there was nothing on there.
It's just no need, is
fucking that? Hell, yeah.
See, like, I ring up the restaurant, though, I do.
Oh, yeah, but I'd say, come down and collect it, and it's just, what,
I've made them fucking drop it off.
Oh, mate, I rang up the first time it happened, I was fucking screwing, I called them up. I was like, come down, we're doing it. I was like, by the time I've come down, my food's going to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
Or just come down, we'll redo your whole thing. So I had to go down. And the guy gave me the full, done a re-full one of everything.
Mm.
But yeah, it's just not the point. If I wanted to go down and get it, I'd fucking just drive down and get it in the first place.
Yeah, I did it the once. It was only something trivial, like, you know, fucking, I don't know, a portion of fucking chicken nuggets or something. I think it was from a burger place or something, but I didn't want to go through the app because I don't want the fucking messing around of that. So I've got the number, I rang them up, was like, yeah, I've just had fucking whoever I'd ordered through and I'm missing stuff. And they're like, can you just like save it as a note and then we'll give you extra next time you order. I was like, well, this is the first time I'm ordering from you. I don't know if I'm going to order from you again. And it's not looking likely at the moment. Yeah. So they were like, all right, well, can you come and just pick up what it is? I was like, no, I've had a couple of drinks. I'm not driving. And I want the stuff that I've ordered. Buy
for, yeah.
And to be fair, the woman, she must have just thought, I can't be asked for this shit. She was like, all right, I'll get the driver to come back and I'll throw in something extra for you. I was like, all right, you don't need to. I just want what I've asked for originally. And I remember it as well because the extra, it was two like chocolate fudge cake things.
Oh, nice.
I was like, fucking happy days. Yeah.
Did you go back?
I can't remember where it was from, so I probably have. I probably haven't. I know I left a review after that, though.
So,
like, you know, saying missed item, but rectified it, happy days, whatever. Yeah. And that's what you need, you know, just sort it out, honey. Stop being lazy fuckers as well. Make sure, read the receipt, put it in, do your job. Shitheads. Wasn't even about that, but that's my bad, that is. and then we do have another one from Laura. Why do people turn the TV on and just leave the room, turn it off? I don't see what the problem is with this, to be fair.
No, I'm different. I have the TV off if no one's watching it. And if someone talks to me while the TV's on, I have to pause it.
I have to pause it as well. When I'm trying to watch something and the missus like talking, pause
just
it.
Pause. Just pause. Have a 10, 15 minute conversation.
I don't want to be talking that long, but I know what you're saying, yeah. But no, it's annoying. Like, I've put this on because I want to watch you. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need a full conversation. And like, when they're asking questions about it, like, I'm watching the same as you.
I've watched exactly what you've watched.
I don't know anymore. It's the first time we're watching it together. I don't know. I've got no fucking... I haven't rang up to the director and fucking asked questions. Let's just watch and see.
Yeah. Let's find out together.
Yeah. Like, just zip it. But otherwise, I'll leave the TV on all day for the dog.
Yeah, but would you put it on for the sake of putting it on then just walk out the room?
No, because it's always on.
Right.
Like, so... literally, it's always on. So even if when I get back, if I'm not watching the TV, it just stays on because it's just, the dog will watch TV sometimes, doesn't it? He likes a bit of fucking Homes Under the Hammer and stuff.
Right.
Likes
a bit on Dion Dublin. Is that the one he's on, isn't he?
Homes I don't know, to be honest. I know he's on one like that. Yeah. Again, I don't even know if he likes it. It's just the first one that comes.
He has to watch it, though. He can't turn it. He has a good pose.
To be fair, I do tend to leave CBeebies on for him or something.
Right.
Just because it's like cartoons, like Bluey's on and stuff.
Yeah.
Dogs love it.
Yeah.
Apparently. Otherwise, it's always on.
No, I actually get where she's coming though with this because I have the TV on if no one's in there. I just have to turn it off.
Yeah, if no one's in there, like, you know, fair enough, like, no, no one's in there. Even the dog's not in there. But you used to put Pokemon on for the dog as well, though.
Yeah. So, like, when we used to go out, we used to put, like, just sunk on for him. And obviously, ours TVs, which I'm sure most of them do now, after a bit, they just...
You can change that setting.
Yeah, I like just to fucking do it. It turned itself off after a few episodes if you're not watching it, so...
Yeah, but I ain't bothered. If I'm doing something on the laptop or on my phone or whatever, I'll mute it so I'm not getting fucking distracted. Yeah, it's just always on. I'll just never turn it on. But yeah, if there's no reason for it to stay on, if you just turn it on, no one else is in the room to fucking benefit from it being on, then yeah, it's annoying. But to be fair, just turn it off yourself. Well, if you're in that room, Laura, when someone's just come in, switched the TV on, they've fucked off into the kitchen or something, if you don't want it on, just turn it off. Well, I don't see why that's quite an issue, to be honest. I don't mean to slag off all the lovely correspondents that do message into us. It should only just be James. But, you know, just turn it off. If you're not happy, just turn it off. Like, are you even, like, paying attention anyway? Are you like, sitting there scrolling through shit talk or anything? Like, I don't see why it's annoying. Mm-hmm. But yeah, unfortunately, well, yeah. Laura, that has done your reading. And yeah, fair play to you. Now, before moving on to Ashley's new favourite part of the podcast, we might end up missing 2 weeks of episodes because next week I'm working in Germany, so I need to...
Scheiser.
Well, I will do a couple of Scheisers over there, not on anyone's chest, unless I get paid for it. But I'm working next week in Germany, so unless we do find time to do it during the week, there will be an episode missing next week, and then the following week I'm on my Holly Bobs for the weekend as well.
Yeah.
So again, unless we find time during the week, which that'll be a struggle because I come back on the Tuesday and then graft and shit.
Yeah.
And then away on the Friday.
I think it's essentially going to be two, might be one, not. Yeah, it's definitely, at some point there's going to be a week missed. I think that second week, it's probably not looking likely, but we can try to get one out next week as such.
Yeah, the only problem with, so not next week and a week after, because it's your haircut week again.
Well, I'm not at work that week.
What, on the...
The second week. So I'm... So
I've got to get the calendar up now because I'm forgetting fucking dates there.
So I'm
Friday the 13th, spooky for some. Is that when you're away? Well, not at work, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so it's week commencing the 16th, Monday, I've got off.
So what about the Friday though?
Yeah,
got the Friday off. Before.
The Friday before.
Because the 6th, I'm going to Germany. This is probably a full conversation we should have had off. Yeah. There. So next Friday is the 6th. That's when I'm flying off in the morning to Germany for work. Graft. And then the following Friday, which is the 13th.
Oh, the 13th. Yeah, I'm good. Well, obviously.
Yeah. Well, look, because if you're going for your haircut at your normal time, if it wasn't haircut week, I could have come here for as soon as you finish work, and then we could have recorded. Because where I'm going, it's only like an hour and a half away.
Right. Okay. Right,
but,
yeah.
We'll see. These kind of plans we'll do off air.
Yeah, you know, but potentially, we're just letting everyone know that potentially we could go 2 weeks or such without an episode going out. So don't be worried. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just a little break if such. And to be fair, mate, I was thinking about this when you said it earlier. I mean, considering how long we've been doing this podcast now, 18 months?
Roughly, yeah.
We've only missed about 5 or 6 weeks episodes if you used to do them weekly, if you really think about it.
Has it though? Because there was one episode early days where the audio just fucking didn't work and I couldn't save you.
So without an audio or, you know, something out of hand, even when obviously I had Kobe, you'd done the ones on your own.
Yeah.
And then the Christmas, I remember doing the Christmas. We used to do the backup ones, remember?
Yeah.
So, really, every week, I'd say now, besides 5 or 6 weeks. I mean, what episode number are we on?
Late 70s now, late 70s. I think this one's 76, I think.
So, that goes to show. I mean, obviously, so yeah, we've probably only missed about five weeks.
But it has been rather consistent for, you know, the Brummie Anton deck. we've done all right.
No one says that. No one says that. But yeah, so just for the listeners, yeah, so you know, potentially 2 weeks off. So don't worry, we're not going anywhere.
If we can't find time to do another episode for next week or the week after, I'll try and get a little driving with JD bashed out or something.
Yeah, let me just double check the week I've got off, because in my head I had not next week, the week. Oh, yeah, in my head I've been talking to myself. I've only got a week left, like Monday a week, then I've got a week off.
Work. So if you've got the week of the 9th to the 13th off, then it's sound. I can come round in the morning and we can get it smashed out.
I'll have to double check with Carla because I can't remember what week I've booked off. She remembers. But I'm pretty sure it might be the week when it's in the 16th. Sorry. So yeah, we'll leave it for that, but we will just let everyone know that potentially a few weeks.
After you have finished listening to this, just keep an eye out, you know, because we'll either be there or we won't. Yeah. But we'll be back at some point.
Yeah, but please, like, keep sending all your correspondence and everything.
Yeah, definitely don't let it dry off. We expect to come back with even more. We want a whole episode. I know they'll all be dying to find out what I got up to in Frankfurt and away on holiday. Like, you know, they all want to know every little detail of our lives. Have I seen anyone else that I know that lives by me or something? you know, bumped into any random celebrities in Germany or something, which I will. I'll give those stories. But, you know, we do still want to have a full chucker, you know, correspondence list to run through. Or, you know, just fucking go away with, as we always do, on the tangents. But back to it anyway. Back to the confessions. Now, we've got two this week.
We have got two, mate.
And the first one, which Ashley's going to read them out. Father Ashley's going to read out. Now, debatably for me, you can all be the judges for it at home, but this is more asking for advice.
Yeah.
But they've sent it in. I won't say any names. I know I didn't send you the names.
No, anyway. I was going to say, make sure you don't send me the names.
I do remember Jeff sending this one. But
my name's Jeff.
Oh, have you seen that? So obviously, Channing Tatum doing Gambit in Deadpool and Wolverine. So like, there's the bit where he's like, "My name is like, there's someone that's done it, and like, as he turns around, my name's Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
Fucking quality. I love TikTok. She like that. So yeah, it's more like advice for me, but
the tunes on kids. Yeah,
they've put it as a confession. So. Father Ash, away you go.
Welcome. So this confession goes, my friend got upset because I didn't want to hook up with her due to her size. Am I wrong here? So I have this friend who I've known for a few years. We're not super close, but we enjoy hanging out now and then. Nothing too deep, just a way to pass the time and not feel alone. And I know she feels the same way. Recently, she asked if I wanted to hook up and I turned her down. When she asked why, I was upfront with her. The truth is, she's very overweight. Oh, yeah. Almost to the point of being obese. She's a great person.
Great personality.
She's a great person and I care about her. But I just don't feel that kind of physical attraction towards her. I tried to let her down gently, but she didn't take it well. She's been making these passive-aggressive comments ever since. Like, if I say I don't have any plans, she'll respond with something like, well, you would if I wasn't too fat for you. Now she's pushing me to apologise, but I feel like I shouldn't have to apologise for being honest. Am I wrong for how I handled this? Right, my child. I'm going to pass you over to Father Jamie on this one, because I'd love to hear his thoughts on this matter under the church.
Well, my child, I do feel that you have done the right thing in being honest and saying she's a fatty fat fat. To be fair though, she kind of took it on the chin in the first bit where she's you know, says, well, you would have plans if I wasn't too fat. But it seems like now she's taken a bit of a wrong turn with asking you to apologise. Now, I don't think that you're in the wrong. You've done the right thing. You've been honest. And you didn't want to break the poor girl's fat heart, which is already under pressure with all those extra calories. So just stick to your guns, you know. Don't feel peer pressured into giving it a D.
His conscience is clean, mate.
It's definitely clean. If anything, you should give her some Hail Marys.
She needs Hail Marys.
And salads.
And some holy water.
And less calories.
Yes.
More exercise. No, I'm not body shaming her, but if she wants you, she's got to slim up. And that's all it is. Make sure she knows
Jeff that knows, she's too fat. Jeff knows his worth. He doesn't want to go for a fat girl. And he said it. He was being honest. She's pushing, yeah. You know. He handled it well. You know, now she's saying, you know, she still wants a bit though. Well, you would if I wasn't too fat for you. So it's still there for Jeff.
Yeah.
If he wanted it to. But Jeff, be strong.
And a bit of real advice right now as well.
Right, I'm trying not to crack them so bad. Go on, Jack. Go on.
Make sure you don't go out and get steaming together, because things happen when you get steaming drunk.
Mm.
I would say we've all been there, but Ashley hasn't. It's just me. So yeah, don't get blackout drunk, because she'll take advantage.
No, Jack, are you talking through experience here?
Yeah.
Father.
Yeah. Back in my unruly days, my unholy days of being a top shagger.
Before the church.
Before the missus. No. Number two in the queue, please. Right. You may enter the confession booth.
Right. I'm a 23. Yeah. Right, we're ready to go. The second confession goes. I'm a 23-year-old guy who's by no means bad-looking and unusually do pretty well. Oh, sorry. Let me just say that again. Sorry.
Take it from the dark.
Yeah, the dark. All right. Sorry. I'm a 23-year-old guy who is by no means bad-looking and usually does pretty well with girls around my age. But I've always had a strong attraction to older women. It's basically a fetish at this point. As a younger guy, though, it's been tough trying to connect with older women on dating apps or even in bars and clubs. The age gap always seems to be a deal breaker, and I haven't had much success. A couple of years ago, I decided to go for it and booked an older escort.
Experience.
To finally experience what I've been fantasizing about for so long. She was 50. And it was incredible. Since then, I've seen around a dozen different escorts, all 40 and older. It's a secret I've kept to myself, and it's probably something I'd take to the grave. But if I'm honest, I don't see myself stopping anytime soon.
Hmm.
Right, Jay, you need to go on this one. Come on. These are...
No. Again, this is not a sin, apart from marital sex.
And pain. Yeah. But carry on.
But I feel there's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, some people have their own preferences, and his is of the older lady's persuasion.
The mature.
More experience. And that's just what floats his boat and gets his cock hard. Now, unfortunately, he's not finding a good deep connection between anyone his own age. So I'm sure when he is 40 and above, like the ladies he likes to pay for, then he'll be in his elements.
Mm.
But is it going to get worse? Is where my question is. When he's in his 40s, so in another 17 years' time, is he going to be into the even older ladies,
right,
who's 70 plus? You know, this is something that he needs to have a sit down with himself and talk about. Is he going to be comfortable when he is in his 40s to sleep with ladies of his same age, unlike at the moment in his 20s.
Now, as a good-looking male, as he's, well, he's not bad-looking, he says.
Allegedly.
So he's seen around a dozen different escorts, all Foley and Ardisol.
So that's 12 for anyone that doesn't know.
So look, for my thing with this,
or a baker's dozen, 13.
Right,
education.
So my thing is, though, if he was looking going out, he'd probably spend a lot more money going to bars, going on dates.
We've spoke about it before. Yeah. It's an expensive game, this dating life.
So in terms of financial, I can see why he's doing it. And because he said here that it is a fetish at this point. So it's his kink. It's what he wants.
I don't see how it's a fetish, though, to be honest.
No, he must just...
me, it'd be a preference.
I just think this geezer's Pornhub is just mature fucking cougar milf.
Gilf.
Granny, yeah.
Well, yeah. Because fucking, you can be 36 and a grandmother these days.
Right. Kind
of, I mean, you could have been years ago as well, but, you know. Yeah. MILF is, you know, there's fucking 19, 20-year-olds with kids in it. So, you know, where do you draw the line at MILF and GILF is what my point is.
Also, like, how does this break down? Like, this is off topic here. Not so much, but I'm not speaking as... Yeah, yeah. So I'm not speaking as a father here. Underneath the church, how does that process go about? Like, so once you've, so he said, yeah, I decided to go for him, book an odd escort to finally experience what I've been fantasizing about. Obviously, there's all the apps for it. So obviously, when you meet them, like, what goes on? Like, do you have to break down what you can and can't do? I mean, what you want?
I don't know if they've got a rule book or anything.
It's something that I've you know, when he said, like, obviously, yeah, no, as I was reading it, I was just like,
we'll have to save that for a special episode. Book a Ash book. And JD one. Booking the scores.
Do you do this? So, yeah. What do you reckon he should do as a father, Joe?
As I was saying, mainly just have a sit down and have a good think, hard look at yourself in the mirror. And is it something that you think you'll be able to get over in the long run? And yeah, I mean, if you're not bothered about having kids and stuff, there's no reason why you can't settle down with an older lady. I'm sure there's dating apps for that to find a more mature person.
I don't think they're real though, mate. Sometimes when you jump on porn channels, it's like, meet older ladies in your area. Have you seen those ads? You ever seen those?
Seen them. Saw them about 3 hours ago, mate.
You said the email. No, but like, yeah, so, no, I mean, thank you for your confession, though. I mean, I'd love to hear more, though, about this, just because it's just, you know, as you said, he's a young guy as well, 23, blasting a 50-year-old.
Living the dream, ain't
he? Living the dream. Well, he's fetish as well.
Yeah. I don't think I'd went that old, but there was a couple of older ladies back in the day. I mean, it was just easy back in fucking Flares, which was the original pop world. It was always the older ladies. Fucking, do that, mate. I was going to say his name, then fucking hell. do that. go to fucking pop world. There's all the older ladies there.
I was going to say, look, I don't know if he's from UK or whatever, but if you are, I would definitely hit pop world up and literally just chat to just about everyone in there is like over 35. But maybe yeah.
Just make sure you look at the hand, the left hand, their left hand, because if there's a wedding ring, don't do it. You know, don't be that guy that goes for a married woman. But yeah, otherwise the older ladies used to like a bit of attention. I'm assuming they still do. So yeah, just go over, give the old fucking charm.
Look, we just said to go out to Pop World with your mates, a few beers.
I don't think he's doing it with mates though, is he?
Just on the prowl on his own.
Yeah.
In Pop World, yeah. North Hunted.
Gilf hunting as well.
Gilf.
Do we? Yeah, and, you know, you're not going to... Well, I don't know what the prices are for the older escorts, to be fair.
And I would say I'd check, but I don't want to check, mate, because obviously, can you imagine, like, it's on your phone, yeah, and it's on your... Are you looking at escorts? You won't believe it. But who's an email?
Could be.
research.
Well, you know, your missus listens to this anyway, ain't it? So she'll know.
You know what? She says she doesn't, but normally she's in the other room and listens to it anyway, but she isn't in here.
Free.
But I think sometimes she does. She doesn't say that she'd listen to it, but I think she just listens to it.
Well, if you're listening now, thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's research.
Shout out to your nan as well, if she's still listening.
She did. She actually, last time I heard, she was still listening.
Fair play.
So now
we always love him. Well, let's see. Oh, nearly went to say his name again there. Let's see if we can do a little matchmaking there. See if she's got any friends for him. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know how old he likes to go.
If I think if he's going for 40 above, it's not going to fucking bother him too much for I don't know how old Kay's nan is, to be honest. Late 50s, early 60s?
Not like 60, aye.
Fair play.
Yeah. I bet he's getting him going, aren't he?
Oh, he's hard.
Hard as fuck. No. Look, everyone has kinks, mate. You know, and at least he's getting it out. Look, that's the thing. I feel like at least he's getting out of his system.
Yeah.
But then, like, if he gets a girl his old age and then goes, you know, and you have that question when you speak about people you've been with, oh, blasted fucking prostitutes. That's going to be, so you'd have to keep that a bit quiet.
I don't know. Do women really ask that question these days?
Mate.
Because like, mommy's never asked me that. And it's a good job because she'd be fucking disappointed. No, because I don't know the number, any. Like, I'm not saying it in a bragging way and that, all, but, you know.
I suppose. You know, if a conversation like this come about, will he have to lie then about him saying he's blasted prostitutes? You ain't going to... I don't know if he would be... I don't know. He's going to take it to his grave, so...
Nah, but look, unless she asks, have you ever been with a prostitute or an escort?
He's technically not lying.
Yeah. Oh. Well, if she asks of preferences or something, just say, I'm glad you asked this. Here's my... grandmother, Red Riding Hood's grandmother costume. Can you put this on for me, please? Or can you, because then, like, it is going into more of a fetish, the way I'd say, pretending that you're, like, a mum or whatever, fucking. I don't know. It's that old thing, it's just a preference, just liking older women.
Yeah, I feel like when you're young, but like, yeah, but like 23, you kind of like, for me, I like girls around our own age, but being male fronting 50 plus, 40 plus, sorry.
I'm sorry,
people name like he's hunting them as well, like he's a predator.
Well, that used to be one of the pornos, ain't it, male hunter?
Yeah, probably.
It was.
I could imagine actually.
Well, he was a middle aged man as well, though. It's not like he was a fucking young man. But yeah, fucking. They were funny. It was just funny, though. Obviously, you know, I watched it to enjoy the sex part of it, but the way he just speak to the women and that, like, just chat shit and fucking, like, proper negging, you know, just abuse them, but in the good way. And they went back. Obviously, they're all fucking pranks still anyway. I wonder what he's doing these days. A shame.
What?
But, on those last confessions, we shall leave it there. Hopefully there is another one for you next week. But as I say, if we don't have enough time to get something organised, I'll try and drop a Driving with JD or something. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll try and get things sorted. If not, try and keep your tears internal. You know, don't be too sad. We will be back and coming in your ears soon enough. So, have fun. And James, you know, try not to cry. Just wait for that email on fucking Sunday night. And otherwise you're getting blocked, kid. As always, keep it real and peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. you can't deny. Deny.